brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Extraordinary breaking news today on what is turning out to be pretext for potential war in the Middle East. And Alex is joining us by phone right now to continue analyzing this situation. There's a lot that's going to come out of this, and you can expect continued coverage here on the Alex Jones Show and the Infowars.com website. Alex, are you still with us on the phone?
Yes, sir. I'm going to get out of here at the end of this segment and let you get the calls and your other guests that are coming up. Then, of course, we've got Pepe Escobar, who was inside Libya. He concurs this is a false flag, in his words, inside job. He's going to be joining you on Infowars Nightly News this evening, along with a guest that you wanted to have on other issues. Listen, right now it is green-lighted. Israel is going ahead with the attack, as Panetta said 10 days ago, as Ray McGovern said last week when he was on with us. And then we got to get Ray McGovern on tomorrow for like 10, 15 minutes if he can do it. So all of that is happening. Obama is being politically destroyed. Israel wants to launch this attack. Netanyahu needs it politically. All of this is going on. Israel's lost wars in Lebanon and other areas. So the hawks over there are hot for this war. It'll massively increase oil prices. The oil companies like that. It will hurtle the world into a massive global crisis. So this is serious, serious, serious. Right now, it is green lighted. This is not a potential green light. I've talked to two military sources and another through family who's being shipped over there right now in logistics. It is on. U.S. supporting Israel in a strike, and all of this is just to have a headline there to divert the public that, well, after all, Iran wanted to blow up an embassy in D.C., so old Obama's pretty bad, but he still hit him. And then the establishment, elements of it, are using Fast and Furious. And you notice the neocons, or the Republican leadership, is demanding this new war, along with Israel. They're using that to get Obama in line for it. Yes, it is. When Bostetta's and Sinaloa drug cartel shipping drugs into the United States and shipping guns down there, that goes back 5.5 years. That's in the El Paso Times and other papers. So Issa is using this right now. He's using this right now as a way to basically put pressure on Obama to go ahead and go with this war. That's how blackmail in government works. That's how statecraft works. This is on, Mike. This is going to happen if we don't expose this hoax.
Well, it seems like every war always has this fairy tale pretext. Remember weapons of mass destruction. That was sold to us as the justification for it. Now we're going to have this embassy bombing attempt. Even if it later comes out that it was completely fabricated, the media will conveniently forget it. And they'll say, well, the war was justified anyway, all by itself, later on. Right? I mean, they have this strange memory of reality.
Exactly. We've seen fraud after fraud, hoax after hoax. The little nobody puppet teleprompter reader is being threatened right now. Hillary launched the Fast and Furious. They had it planned to set him up all along. Now these absolutely wicked, duplicitous scumbags work. Then they can get our guns, destroy our republic. Remember, during this war, they can put their Homeland Security on the streets, their TSA on the streets, and get everybody to buy into it.
Yet another reason. Yeah, exactly right. Department of Homeland Security must be all over this, too. Well, this is the thing. There are so many people and organizations that benefit from this. How do we stop this, Alex?
We've got to call into every talk radio show and point out it's staged because of the Fast and Furious cover-up that war was green-lighted. We've got to call Congress. We got to support Ron Paul. This is also being used now to demonize Ron Paul. Look, he didn't want war with Iran. He's with them.
All right.
We got to get the word out on this. Mike, I'm going to let you go. Get back to the transmission.
Okay.
God bless you all.
All right. Thank you, Alex, for joining us. We're going to break, folks. Stay with us. We will continue with more on the other side of this break. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show, breaking news all day long. It's a crazy world out there. Stay with us.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein. Powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back, friends. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host today, Mike Adams, the editor of naturalnews.com. We've been talking about this huge breaking news. Now I know why Alex keeps the studio so chilly in here with the air conditioning, because the news is so incredibly hot that you really have to have some extra AC to keep it going. I mean, this is incredible. And it's not funny news, by the way. This is very disturbing news that we've been covering about the potential pretext for war in the Middle East. Now, we're going to be joined. We have a scheduled guest here going to be joining us here shortly, Mark Castell from the Cornucopia Institute, to talk about GMOs and natural cereal products. I'll give you a brief intro on that here in a second. But I just want you to know we will continue to return to the big breaking news of today. So we'll give you the latest updates on that close to the bottom of the hour and also at the top. At the top of this hour as well, and we'll see if we can get the headlines from Paul Joseph Watson's story, which should be posted shortly. We spoke to him in the last hour. Now, Cornucopia Institute has put out just an extraordinary new piece of research. This actually came out, what was it, Tuesday? In fact, we were the first to carry the news at Natural News, and Cornucopia has tested all of these cereal products that claim to be natural. Now, here's why this is important out there, because all of you listening, you know you want to avoid GMOs. Most people do. Surveys now say that something like 80-90% of people who are aware of the issue, they want to avoid genetically engineered ingredients in their food. So these food companies, the big mega corporations, they continue to use genetically engineered corn and soy and cottonseed oil and canola oil in their products, but they label them as natural because they know that most moms, most people shopping in the grocery stores, when they look on the store shelf and they see a box of cereal and it says, oh, it's all natural, wholesome from the earth, and it has a wonderful, beautiful name, and it has pictures of grain on it and pictures of the earth on it. They think, the consumers think, and they've been misled, they think that that means no GMOs. They think that that means no pesticides. They think it means organic. But it doesn't. And this is the scam that is being exposed by the Cornucopia Institute. So joining us today from that institute is Mark Castell, the executive director there, who was instrumental in putting this story together and breaking this news to the world. Mark, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, it's great to have you on.
Greetings from not-so-sunny Wisconsin today.
Yeah, a lot going on in Wisconsin. I bet you've been hammered by a media request since putting this story out. What has been the reaction so far?
Well, it's been big. Obviously, you have a lot of followers on your Natural News website. It's now been just, I don't know if viral is the right term, but it's been carried by quite a few of the prominent websites, trade media. We're starting to get calls now from cereal and granola makers who aren't entirely happy. And you really hit the nail on the head. People think, and most of us have a working definition for the term natural in the world, whether it's on a package of food, cereal or granola in this case. And let's also define what's not natural. I think if Monsanto splices genes together and puts a naturally occurring pesticide in corn, something that doesn't appear in the natural genome, wasn't created by God, was created by scientists to make a profit, most of us wouldn't call that, quote, natural. So it's outrageous that marketers can decide to put that word natural on a label and then include genetically modified organisms. Or, you know, we could even talk about how that grain is raised besides the GMOs. And the USDA has done extensive study of cereal grains and found high residues of many toxic and carcinogenic chemicals in the commodities themselves. Those aren't natural. And to make matters worse, I'd say this is almost rubbing salt in the wounds. After you get done harvesting those genetically engineered crops that were sprayed maybe with glyphosate, Roundup is Monsanto's trade name for this, the most popular herbicide in the world. After you get done harvesting those crops, you put them in a storage bin, and then you spray them with what's commonly called a crop protectant. And that's a fancy word for pesticide. They're spraying right on the oats or right on the wheat to make sure that rodents and bugs don't eat them in storage. And then they're in your kid's breakfast cereal. I just don't consider it natural, and that's why we've published this report to try to differentiate what the difference is between certified organic food, where there are some standards, and natural, where the standards are developed by the marketing executives, and they mean whatever they want them to say.
All right, so very quickly then, the most important takeaway point from this for those listening is that the word natural on grocery products is essentially meaningless. And your organization, through lab testing with a reputable lab that you already told me the name of them, so I know that they're reputable. I don't know if you've released that publicly. But you found pesticide residues in so-called – or I'm sorry, you found genetically engineered ingredients in so-called natural products. And you also know that the USDA says that these pesticides are typically used in those conventional grains that are found in natural products as well. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mike. To make matters worse, not only did we find high levels of GMOs, we're talking about 28 to 100%. So this was not a little drift from the next farm or a grain bin that wasn't quite cleaned out well. These were the crops themselves were genetically engineered. So not only did we find that in, quote, natural cereal, some of those cereals were actually touting themselves as being GMO-free. So it was really borderline or outright consumer fraud here.
Well, this has sent shockwaves through the natural health industry. I've talked to many influential people in the industry who are very concerned. Obviously, everybody wants the term organic to mean something. They want a non-GMO certification to really mean non-GMOs. And there's concern right now. A lot of consumers are confused. I mean, they're upset. We've had people who are upset. They were buying a brand, and they thought it was GMO-free, and it turns out it's not. Was there a cereal brand that came out of this squeaky clean that can be trusted, Mark?
Yes. In fact, what I want to encourage your listeners to do and your readers on your website is to go to the Cornucopia Institute website, and that's cornucopia.org. Go to the Cornucopia Institute website and visit the cereal report. It's called Cereal Crimes. And on that, we have a scorecard where we list all the name brands, organic and natural, and what their policies are. And we rate them. And I'm happy to tell you that there are a bunch of 100% organic brands that you can really trust. And here's the kicker. Some of these, quote, natural brands, they cost more expensive than the organic ones.
Oh, yeah, so, I saw that.
Yeah, pretty outrageous. You know, the other interesting thing that the listeners might not be aware of is that many of these, quote, independent kind of green, crunchy companies, you know, we are talking about granola here, are actually hiding behind a facade. One of the biggest companies is Kashi. They're owned by Kellogg's. You'll never see the name Kellogg's on a package or their website. Another brand is Bare Naked Granola. It's one of the largest selling granola brands, probably the most expensive on the store shelf at your grocery, whether you shop at Safeway or Whole Foods or one of the co-ops. Very expensive. That's owned by Kellogg's as well. Another granola brand, Back to Nature, that sounds nice, that's owned by Kraft, but you'll never see their name on there either.
Yeah, so, doesn't PepsiCo own one of the major brands out there? Is that Mother's?
Or? Yeah, I think that's PepsiCo. So, yeah. So most of these people know that people are Quaker is PepsiCo and I believe Mother's also. So when consumers are looking for value-added food and they're willing to pay a premium for it, most of the time that means organic. These natural ones are what I like to call organic light. Folks aren't just buying the granola or the cereal or the milk. They're buying the story behind that label, how it was produced, where it was produced. And they think they're supporting sound environmental stewardship. They think that they're supporting more humane animal husbandry when it comes to meat and dairy. And they think that one of the reasons it costs more is that economic justice for family farmers is built right into the price. So when they find out, we're really talking about giant agribusinesses, giant corporations, exploiting the trust of consumers, that the people that are doing the farming might be exploited immigrants, not small family farmers. The cows might be living short, stressful lives. You know, none of those things comport with the values and the story they think they're paying extra for.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
This will be an eye-opener for some folks.
Mark, I want to ask you to stay with us. We're about to go to a break, but I have a couple more questions for you on the other side of this coming break. Specifically, I'd like to ask you, what can parents and consumers look for on the labels to be as sure as possible that there are no GMOs in those products? To the best of your knowledge, I'd like to ask you that question when we return. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to continue to cover GMOs and the breaking news of today, the false flag assassination embassy bombing attempt. So stay with us here. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
What you're about to hear is the real experience of women over 40 who finally lost weight, even around the stubborn belly area. How? By becoming hormonally balanced again. Their secret is the Amberen Slim After 40 program. Amberen is the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. You see, the leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Unless you balance your hormones, losing weight may be impossible. But the Amberen Slim After 40 program changes all of that. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally. Plus, it dramatically boosts your cell metabolism, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-894-8776. That's 1-800-894-8776. 1-800-894-8776.
You take a model man.
Yeah, we are back here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for listening in today. I'm the fill-in host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, I'm sometimes called. Happy to join in and fill in today with the whole crew here. The InfoWars crew doing a fantastic job as usual. And we are joined right now by Mark Castell from the Cornucopia Institute, which has released a groundbreaking new report exposing the genetically engineered ingredient content in, quote, natural foods. It's extraordinary. We're going to talk to Mark for a couple more minutes, and then we're going to summarize some additional breaking news on the other news fronts. Oh, man, it is a day of just incredible news. There's so much going on here. If you see me looking around, if you're watching this on PrisonPlanet.tv, it's because I'm surrounded by by headlines and stories everywhere. There's so much to bring in. There's no way we're going to get to it all, but let's continue with Mark Castell here from Cornucopia. I asked you a question before the break, Mark, about how can parents and consumers know with at least some certainty which cereals they can trust to be completely or substantially free of GMOs?
Well, I think the best weapon in making sure that, A, you have the safest food in terms of chemical residues, GMOs, antibiotics, hormones, is to look for that organic seal and to buy products that qualify for organic certification. That is by far the most comprehensive food production system that there's out there. It has federal law governing the standards. It has lots of independent certifiers that inspect every farm and every plant every year to obtain that certification. And then it has governmental and corporate watchdogs like the Cornucopia Institute to make sure that the USDA is actually fulfilling their duties, and they haven't always done that. And but there are lots of, most importantly, stakeholders. The individual farmers that believe in this, the consumers that believe in this, that's our intelligence agents out here at the Cornucopia Institute. We hear about problems. We're able to look at them. And other than organics, there's nobody looking over the shoulder of corporate agribusiness. They're just kind of painting this this pretty marketing picture and expecting you to buy products that are really conventional food, and the profit margins on these, quote, natural products are through the stratosphere.
Well, that's the other angle on this that really shocks a lot of people. And by the way, Jaron, can you bring up a symbol, search the image of the USDA organic seal? I'd like to put that on the screen for those watching this. It's a green circular symbol, and you need to be familiar with this symbol so that you can look for it. That's what Mark was just mentioning. If it doesn't have that symbol, it's not certified by the USDA. And even though I personally don't have a lot of nice words for the USDA in general, I do know that their organic certification program is rock solid. I've seen their inspectors working and inspecting, and they actually do a very good job. That symbol means something, and I support that symbol. Any comments on that, Mark?
Yeah, we've seen the organic program's relatively young, and during the first year we uncovered, a pretty fair amount of corruption. At one point we partnered with Cornucopia and the Washington Post on an expose of kind of a way too cozy relationship between the woman who was running the National Organic Program during the Bush administration and corporate lobbyists. And they were putting some synthetics in food that were illegal. They were allowing some giant factory farms to produce eggs and milk. And we've cleaned that up. I think the legacy of Barack Obama at the USDA is mixed at best. But in terms of the organic program, they've appointed some people with high integrity, and it's not where it should be yet. It's not 100% bulletproof, Mike, but it's getting there. I think your impression is generally accurate.
Well, the other thing that people need to realize, and this was also mentioned in your report in various ways, that GMO contamination is so widespread right now that it's virtually impossible to get a breakfast cereal made with corn or soy that doesn't have at least some small level of GMO contamination. But that might only be, what, 0.1% to 0.5%, something like that?
Yeah, there are very low thresholds. This really amounts to the fact that no matter what our number one issue is, and right now we're talking about food, but it could be about, whether the citizenry gets accurate information before we go to war. I mean, this is like deja vu all over again. I mean, remember the Tonkin Gulf resolution.
Mark, I've got to cut you off here. We're closing out this segment, and I want to thank you for joining us and encourage those listening to go to cornucopia.org to learn more. Mark, really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Great to have you on. Stay with us. We have a lot more breaking news, including a new headline just out from The Guardian. It says, Saudis say Iran must pay the price for this alleged plot. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more on that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting.
All right, an action-packed, news-filled day here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm your fill-in host for today, Mike Adams, the editor of naturalnews.com. And I think Kurt Nimmo just put up a story on InfoWars.com about Walgreens. This is a story that I wrote yesterday. Walgreens, we've been getting reports from Walgreens customers that they feel like they're being bullied about getting a flu shot at Walgreens. Like they're checking out at the checkout counter, you know, and the employees there are saying, have you had a flu shot? Do you want a flu shot? Go get a flu shot. And we're being told by people who say they are Walgreens employees that they're being rewarded with iPads if they meet a certain number of flu shot recruiting goals. Now, for the record, the Walgreens corporate media spokesperson that I spoke to yesterday denies any knowledge of this. He didn't deny that it's happening. He just says that he wasn't aware of this. So we posted a story, and now InfoWars has got the story, where if you have been bullied by Walgreens, get onto that story, click the links, and file a complaint with Walgreens or with CVS pharmacies. They are pushing these vaccines so aggressively that people are getting angry, and now you can take a stand against that by lodging a complaint with one or both of these pharmacies, or you could just, I guess, shut up and take your flu shot, which is what the vaccine industry wants you to do. That's not okay with us around here. Where are we? All right. We have been talking with Mark Castell from the Cornucopia Institute about GMOs in natural food products. That was a really good segment. If you missed that, go back and check the archives. Make sure you understand that the term natural doesn't mean really anything in the food marketplace today. In this segment, we're going to be joined by Mike Bundrant, who is a psychologist, very experienced in the realms of neuroscience, linguistics, and in fact, this gets to just an amazing story. Here it is. Published in the journal Nature Neuroscience, this scientific study is entitled How Unrealistic Optimism is Maintained in the Face of Reality. Now, this is fascinating stuff. You'll want to tune in on this because it explains why about 4 out of 5 people in the general population, they have something different about their brains that doesn't allow them to code in to grasp the reality of something negative. This is why about 80% of the people you might see out there don't get it when it comes to false flag attacks or vaccines or fluoride in the water supply or how big government is really trying to destroy your freedoms and take away your rights rather than save you and protect you and do all these things. If you've ever asked the question, why don't people understand when I'm telling them about the reality that's out there, this scientific study could help explain that. So joining us to analyze this and give us further details is Mike Bundrant. He's also the publisher of Healthy Times newspaper that you'll find throughout California and other regions. Mike, are you with us?
I'm with you. How are you doing, Mike?
I am doing great. Thank you for joining us today, and I really appreciate your input on this. What do you think about this study?
Well, it's a very interesting study. I have to say that it doesn't come as a total shock for anyone who, you know, thinks a little bit about human nature and what's going on around us, that, you know, people tend to hear what they want to hear, see what they want to see, and sort of generate self-fulfilling prophecies about, you know, what works for them in terms of what they want. So it's not a total shock. However, it's very, very interesting that they have actually taken scans of people's brains and the way they work in the face of news that is worse than expected. And the frontal lobe actually shuts down, of course, not entirely, but it doesn't process information that is news that's worse than expected. It's fascinating, but it sort of confirms probably what a lot of people know.
Well, let me read from the abstract of this study again, which was published in the journal Nature Neuroscience. And the abstract says, quote, highly optimistic individuals exhibited, quote, reduced tracking of estimation errors that called for negative update in right inferior prefrontal gyrus. These findings indicate that optimism is tied to a selective update failure. Now, this is pretty technical language. What does that mean in layman's terms? Break it down. Make it even simpler for us, Mike.
I'll make it even simpler. Basically, I guess you could say that overly optimistic people are brain damaged, Mike. I guess that's a little too simplistic. But here's the way that I understand this, that we are talking about these people in the study were presented with negative information that's worse than expected. And so if you ask me, Mike, what's the chance that you'll get cancer in your lifetime? And I say, well, I'd say it's 10%. And you say, actually, the statistics, the data suggests that you have a 30% chance of getting cancer. If I'm one of these overly optimistic people, I will literally, my frontal lobe will not process that information, and I will not adjust my expectations accordingly, effectively keeping me in denial.
And we see this across the population on many issues that I hinted at earlier, that people, you know, when you tell people about, well, 9/11 was an inside job, let's say,
right,
and they might reply, no, it couldn't be. Be more optimistic. Why aren't you more optimistic? You hear that a lot in the deniers out there. Do you think this helps explain cognitively what's happening in their brains?
I think it actually explains what's happening in their brains. And let's talk a little bit about the role of denial. Denial is like fire. It's a precious gift and it's a dangerous enemy, depending on how you use it. If we didn't have the capability of denying certain realities or certain possibilities, then we would literally be overwhelmed with worry and fear from everything from did I leave the iron on when I left the house this morning to when am I going to die? If I couldn't filter out all there is to worry about in life and just effectively deny that and focus on what I want to focus on, none of us could function.
Right. So there's a positive role for this, too, in the sense that this helps us adapt to reality. Or what about the idea of holding out, you know, real hope for freedom, for example? How do we maintain optimism in the face of so much tyranny? That this phenomenon actually could help us in that context.
It could help us into that context, but we've got to get past the denial. In other words, in order for real optimism or pessimism, for that matter, to take place, we have to be dealing with the truth. So, for example, let's say that it's the 10th of the month and I only have $100 in my checking account to make it to the end of the month, which is not a lot of money. And if I could be optimistic or pessimistic about that, I could be optimistic and say, you know what, it's a challenge, but I'm going to find a way to make this work. I'm going to cut back, I can do X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to get to the end of the month, and I know I can make it happen, and so forth, and I come up with a plan. Or I could be pessimistic and say, oh, geez, this is going to happen, and I'm going to, you know, lose my house, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I have a choice to be optimistic or pessimistic. What we're talking about here, though, with this study is that I'm not even acknowledging how much money is in my checking account in the first place. So I'm just in a different reality.
Yeah, denying reality. Well,
I'm just denying reality in this situation, and that's what's dangerous. And so we have to break through that barrier of denial and allow people, help people understand the reality of what's going on. Then let's be optimistic, but let's be optimistic based on the truth. There's really no problem or very few problems that we can't solve, right? But if we don't even look at the problems for what they are, we don't have a prayer in solving them. And I think that's what's going on. As a culture, we're so in denial about just about everything.
Well, what's extraordinary about this is this term now is going to become, I think, a part of mainstream vernacular. That term is unrealistic optimism. So, folks, if you're listening, I want you to repeat that term a couple of times because you're going to hear it more and more. Unrealistic optimism is maintained in the face of reality, this story says. I had not really heard this term before, unrealistic optimism, and now we're seeing it as the title of a neuroscience article. I think that's quite fascinating. But in terms of practical aspects here, Mike, it seems like the key issue is how do we balance this in our own lives so that we can maintain optimism where it's required to keep moving forward and yet not be hoodwinked into a state of denial about what's really happening in the world around us.
Right.
Do you have any tips on that balance?
I do. The principle is to learn to manage your own emotions and your own anxiety, to look at the truth, whether it's the truth about what's going on in the country or just the truth about how much money is in your checking account. To look at that truth creates anxiety. I mean, there's a lot to be worried about in terms of what's going on. So the first thing to do is to learn to manage our emotions to become more efficient in them. So the things that scare us, the things that we're uncomfortable with, to learn to look at those things in a way and get some skills to manage our state. Because if we can't do that, denial is the tool, the default tool that we'll resort to. The better we can manage ourselves, the less need we have for denial.
But wait a minute, Mike. Why should we manage our own emotions? I thought the government was going to tell us when to be afraid, when to feel patriotic, when to feel big, when to feel small. I mean, the government tells us how to feel about everything, like this pretext for war. Why? Obviously, I'm being facetious, but you know, it seems like the skill of managing our own emotions is not something that's really widespread throughout populations of the world.
In fact, it's not taught in schools, just like how to be in a relationship effectively. How do you have a healthy, happy partnership or marriage? How do you control your anxiety? How do you make goals and plan for them and be efficient? None of this is taught. It's almost as if, Mike, the government does want us just to take their answers for it and follow them blindly. In other words, perhaps the greatest propaganda for unrealistic optimism and the denial that goes with it are the messages we get in the mainstream media. And so learning to manage yourself, to me, is the first step toward taking an independent stand and taking control of your life.
Mike, this is a really good analysis you're offering us, and I have more questions for you. But first, do you have a website where people can learn more or see more of what you've written?
Sure. My website is inlpcenter.com.
Okay, inlpcenter.com. Mike Bundrant is our guest here to give us some analysis of this study of, quote, unrealistic optimism. That was published in Nature Neuroscience. Now, my question for you, Mike, is how do you think these other factors might play into this phenomenon that we are discussing here? For example, consuming fluoride, which we know numbs the mind, taking psychiatric medications, which we also know can cause just craziness in the brain, all kinds, you know, suicidal thoughts, even taking action on things like that. What about the toxic food additives that are out there, all these other toxic chemicals coming in, how might they interact with this phenomenon to potentially dull the minds of people and make them sort of zombie optimists? Is that even the right term?
That's actually a very good term. It's actually a very good term. Every chemical that we put into our body is either going to help us or hurt us, play a role in supporting our organs or not. And the brain, of course, is an organ, and the mind, you know, comes from the brain. So if you're going to do some work on yourself to the degree that you have brain-numbing chemicals in your body, it's just going to make that work more difficult. It'll feel sort of like digging through sludge a little bit. Is it impossible? Of course not. If you're taking some sort of medication, or if you eat a lot of chemicals, does that mean you're a total zombie? No, of course not. You're not as sharp as you might be. But the key for everybody, no matter where you are, is to get started. Learn some ways to manage your mind. Learn some ways to reduce your anxiety. Learn how to think more clearly. Everybody, no matter where you're at right now, can, in the next week or two, learn to think several degrees more clearly, to learn to manage their emotions with 2 or 3% more efficiency, and to feel just a little bit better simply by practicing, let's say, meditation, simply by, you know, practicing some cognitive behavioral techniques. Everybody can take a step forward. It doesn't matter where you are. And the ideal, of course, is to become self-sufficient, where you don't need medication in order to feel okay.
Right.
And you're aware, you're able to be aware of what's going on with the food supply and the water supply so that you can take measures to avoid it. And there are ways to do that.
Just extraordinary information. And I hope those of you listening here are really getting this. This is explaining the brain defect of those who can't see reality and who maintain what we're now calling zombie optimism. But I want to be clear about this. We are not opposed to optimism itself. In fact, I consider myself an optimist. I don't know about you, Mike. You're probably an optimist, too. I mean, I maintain optimism on issues like we are going to expose corruption. We are going to protect the planet in the way that really matters. Like, I'm optimistic about I'm going to learn permaculture and practice permaculture and grow more of my own food no matter what. I don't care what barriers are put in the way. I'm going to be optimistic about making progress. It seems like combining optimism with action is a real strategy for success.
Yes, optimism combined with action based on reality is an incredible combination for success. Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, the odds don't have to be in your favor in order for you to succeed. So if I'm going to start a business, we all know that most businesses fail, okay? But if I know that, if I go, wow, 9 out of 10 businesses fail within the first year of being in business, okay, that's a truth. I'm not going to avoid that truth. I want to start a business anyways. And given the reality of how difficult it is, I'm going to make a list of everything that I need to do to give myself the best chance of success. I'm going to do the research. I'm going to make sure I'm well-funded, et cetera.
We're just about to wrap this up. 20 seconds left. Anything else you want to add as we wrap up this segment with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Even though that there is neuroscience and studies on the brain that show that the brain does certain things in order to create certain outcomes, we can take cognitive control. We can influence whether or not that frontal lobe shuts down in the face of bad news.
All right, good information from Mike Bundren. Thanks for joining us on this segment. Stay with us here. We'll be back with more breaking news here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
I say I shot the sheriff. But Doc Clarence was in self-defense. Yeah.
Tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, beginning in transmission at 7 p.m. Central Time. For those of you who are PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, we're going to have Pepe Escobar on about the Iran false flag situation, that news that we have been breaking today. I still have more details for you on that. He's an Asia Times reporter, going to be joining us live from Brazil. That's a big deal. So join in tonight. Tune in. Watch InfoWars Nightly News, which I'm hosting, by the way. doing double duty here today at the InfoWars studios in Austin. Bryce Shanka is also going to be joining us from the 10th Amendment Center to comment on the Occupy Wall Street protest. Got some additional insight and information for you on that. Also on the nightly news, we're going to be joined by Dr. David Brownstein, who is going to be commenting on this breaking news. You know how they're attacking the vitamins again in the mainstream media. You see these headlines all over the place now. They say multivitamins kill senior citizens. Well, of course, it's a complete fabrication, a total scientific fraud. And Dr. Brownstein is going to be explaining to us why that is, with specific figures and details, in InfoWars Nightly News broadcasting tonight at 7 p.m., hosted by yours truly. Man, there's always so much good stuff going on here. We can have radio for 6 hours a day and still not cover all the news. I know Alex feels the same way. The story we promised earlier from Paul Joseph Watson has now been posted on InfoWars.com. Title is Sources, U.S. Gives Israel Green Light for Iran Strike. Oh my, here we go, beating the war drum once again. Paul Joseph Watson says the Obama administration's fabricated terror plot blamed on Iran represents the green light for an Israeli attack on Iran set to take place within the next 2 weeks, says according to confidential military sources who spoke with Alex Jones. The story goes on. You can find the story posted at InfoWars.com. It goes into some of the details of what is happening behind the scenes. I bet you the CIA and the FBI are tuning in and listening to this show right now today, and they are probably learning some new things because there are factions within every group in government, and some factions have put this into play, and other factions probably tried to resist it or are trying to stop it, and they're shocked just as you are shocked, just as we are shocked by this, how so many of the key globalist players in our world are pushing us towards violence and pushing us towards war. For example, here we go. Here's a story out of The Guardian. Headline, Saudis say Iran must, quote, pay the price for alleged plot as U.S. resists retaliation. Again, this is published in The Guardian by, who is it, Ewan McCaskill in The Guardian. Tehran denies it was behind plot to kill Saudi ambassador and says the U.S. is using it to divert attention from problems at home. That sounds like a pretty good assessment, actually. Iran may be exactly right on this particular analysis. Again, I don't agree with the Iranian government and all their policies and so on, but they could very well be right with this particular analysis. So we're going to learn more about that tonight as we go into the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 p.m. Some other stories that we did not have time to get to today, but I want to mention to you very briefly some stuff that will blow your mind. The FDA has approved another new antidepressant drug for dogs. Yeah, so if your Fido or your Rover is feeling blue or bored, you can now drug them up just like you drug your kids with psychiatric mind-altering drugs. Just incredible. All right, well, we're out of time, folks. Retransmission of this show will begin shortly. Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Dr. Steve Pachinik, all about the false flag push for war in the Middle East. Retransmission begins now, and join us tonight with InfoWars Nightly News. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.